Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I have a special treat lined up for you, especially you business people out there. You're an employee of a company. You run a company. You manage a company. You think of starting a company. You want to be an entrepreneur. Well, I've got the guy on the phone that needs to help us understand what that's all about. His name is Jim Beach. And he is a author, a speaker, talks a lot about entrepreneurship and what that means. What does it take? So the website for our program is schoolforstartups.com, schoolforstartups.com. And there's a book, good book here, School for Startup. And it was published by McGraw-Hill back in June of 2011. And our guest, Jim Beach, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, David, for having me. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Now, we've got listeners all over the country, Jim, and they're accessing us on the internet. And, of course, we've got all kinds of ways for them to listen to us. But for our local listeners right here in the East Central Florida, Daytona Beach area, I found out before we started the program that Jim knows all about Daytona Beach. Just some old stopping grounds for you, huh?
That's right. I was actually born in Winter Park and lived in Daytona for 3 years.
Okay.
Well, so it was the first 3 years of my life, and then we vacationed there for 20 years. So I have amazing memories of all of Central Florida.
Well, very good.
Central Florida.
Well, welcome back in a way. You'll be visiting over the airwaves here.
Well, thank you.
Well, so our topic today, and why I wanted to have you on the program is I know you do a lot of talk and you spend a lot of your time thinking and spending time with, in fact, doing your own radio program, which is a nice change up here for me, that you spend a lot of time about entrepreneurship. So I want to dive right in here. And of course, people can get more information on your website, schoolforstartups.com. But let's jump right in here. Entrepreneurship. If we ask, 100 people, what does that mean? We probably get 100 different answers, or maybe a whole bunch of different answers that are kind of different or crazy. But what is entrepreneurship all about?
Well, I think, David, if we were to ask 100 people and play Family Feud, the top three answers on the board are creativity, risk, and passion. So entrepreneurs are creative people that take risks doing things they're passionate about. And that's 100% wrong. That's a complete myth. And it prevents people, David, from fulfilling their entrepreneurial dreams. 11% of Americans are entrepreneurs. 72% of Americans wish they were entrepreneurs. Mm. And I know lots of your listeners who are in the 50-plus category, yeah, maybe have a little time, maybe need a little bit more income. I believe that for under $500, with zero creativity, and doing something that they're not passionate about, that they can create a cool business that makes $50,000 a year in revenue for them. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Wow.
I'm not trying to create billionaires or even 100 millionaires or even 10 millionaires with my efforts, David. I just want to help people who are right now frustrated with their lifestyle, wishing they had a little bit more money and they had maybe 10 hours a week extra to spend, how they can be satisfied, how I can help those sort of people. So can I tell you a story about my beautiful wife?
Oh, well, any stories about a beautiful wife are welcome on this program. I try to do that as often as I can. Go ahead.
Exactly 54 weeks ago, so exactly right after last Christmas, I said, Megan, I want you to start a business, and I don't really care what it is, but I suggest you should sell stuff on Amazon, you know? Amazon's different from eBay. You know, on eBay, you sell your old ballet slippers. On Amazon, you buy stuff at wholesale, in bulk, and then you send it to Amazon, and they sell it at retail, and you make a profit. So my wife bought a $50 book, Zero creativity there, David.
Hmm.
And she went and spent $500 on inventory, which, of course, then she sold. So how much risk has she taken right now? Well, she bought a business license. That's $135 in my state. So she has spent $185 risk. She's got $500 spent on inventory, which will, of course, get sold. I think that she's got a business up and running for $185. David, at the end of the year, that $185 and that $500 is now about $57,000 in cash, inventory, and stuff that she took out of the business during the year to pay for our vacation to, guess where? Disney in Central Florida.
There you go.
So, David, that's what I want to talk about, is how cool these small little opportunities are. You don't have to be dying in love with your business. My wife does not love selling stuff on Amazon. She loves the money. And let me tell you this, she works full time. We have a 3-year-old baby in the house. She cooks dinner every night. She's making this kind of money less than 5 hours a month. So it can be done. And that's what my entire shtick is about. I just want people who are wanting a little bit more income to realize there's tons of low risk, cool opportunities out there that they can go borrow a system and do something and make some money.
Very interesting, Jim. Jim Beach is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. The website, more information, schoolforstartups.com. We'll grab a quick break. We'll come right back. Stay there.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have a different twist here for you. I hope you're enjoying it. It's a lively discussion with Jim Beach. We're talking about entrepreneurship, and you know what? A lot of people, Jim, they want to make more money. I mean, I don't know many people that don't. And, you know, people, they are constantly looking for ways to, you know, make their life better. And so it's interesting and it's exciting to have somebody like you come on and talk to us about, you know, there are ways to do this without maybe putting lots of money at risk. And but we just need to think outside the box, right? I mean, isn't that kind of what we need to do?
Well, I hate to disagree with you, David, but I don't even want you to think. I just want people
to
go online and Google free business ideas or listen to various radio shows like this and listen to some of the gurus who have these systems. They work. You know, these people are not lying. The Amazon gurus out there are not lying. And so, you know, there are so many different ways. In our book, we list in the appendix 40 ideas for businesses that you can start for under $500. There's just so many opportunities out there that all they need to do is just look around, read Inc. magazine, and see something that someone's doing in Seattle and say, hey, I could bring that to Ormond Beach. Those sort of things. There are incredible opportunities. And let me ask you a personal question. May I ask you a personal question?
Sure,
David?
Sure.
Do you have any problems?
Period. Yeah, well, sure. Oh, everybody.
Okay.
I was waiting for the rest of that. Yeah, of course. Everybody's got problems.
Do you know anyone with problems?
Yeah.
Okay, then you qualify to be an entrepreneur because I pay people to make my problems go away.
I don't like
to walk around naked, so I bought some clothes. I don't like to walk long distances, so I paid this guy for a car. And yeah. I hate to sleep in the rain, so I paid somebody for a house. I will pay to make my problems go away, and you will too. If I can find a problem, people will pay you. And so, you know, that's one of the cool things about entrepreneurship, and that's a place to start looking, is to solve your problem. If you see a product and you like it, probably other people are going to like it, you know? So, you know, just things like that. you don't even have to go that far. You can just copy someone else's system. And again, that's where I disagreed with you at the very beginning. Just copy a system. And you don't have to be creative.
Yeah, and what I was trying to get at was you don't have to be, when I say think outside the box, it doesn't have to be you have to be this super, as you say, a super creative person. You just got to take a little bit of initiative and think differently about the traditional ways to make money is really the example you gave of your wife and her business and buying wholesale and selling retail. Imagine that, you know?
Right. I mean, exactly. I 100% agree with that, yes. You know, this whole thing of a 9-to-5 job or a 5-to-2 in the morning job or whatever, that's not the only way to make money. And people who have a little bit of extra time in their retirement or whatever, or people like my wife is 35, I think, something like that, and we, got this 3-year-old in the house. She's a busy woman, but she still finds 10 hours a month. And sometimes it's more. Some weekends it's nothing. Some weekends it's 5 or 6 hours. But it's very, it's work that she can do in front of the television most of it. So
here's
a
question.
There are so many opportunities like that.
Yeah, and here's a question, Jim, because I think this is something that a lot of people as they're listening to this, they're going, okay, well, reconcile that with, of course, what we hear all the time from the scammers and the pitch people who really, they make it sound so easy and, make millions of dollars lying on the couch in your underwear. That's the pitch. And so, but what you're talking about isn't, you have to do stuff. This is not a take out an ad in a paper and people send you checks.
No. Two Fridays ago, my wife and I took the day off and we went to the merchandise mart downtown and she was wearing a pedometer on her foot, and we ended up walking 31 miles that day in a 7-story building going to 2,000 booths looking for new merchandise. We worked our butts off.
Okay.
We worked really hard. And so that's just one day, but there's a lot of work. No, I don't think you're going to get rich not doing any work. I'm
right.
Not stupid.
Good.
I think that's ridiculous.
Well, I think we got to clarify that because I think there's an easy trap that people, and I don't want to encourage people to fall into that trap. Anything that's going to be worthwhile, it's going to take some effort, but it doesn't have to be, as you said, it doesn't have to be, some crazy thing or, you can, there's things you can do that are practical that are not that difficult.
Well, I'm removing the creativity. I'm removing the risk. I'm removing the passion. I am not offering to remove the hard work.
Excellent. Thank you.
That's the deal I'm making. I will show you the 3 myths of entrepreneurship. That 4th thing, though, of work your butt off is true. So one of the things I like to say is my number 1 piece of advice is to take your remote control and place it underneath a rock 500 times repetitively, and then take the pieces and throw them away and never watch television again. I don't watch sports. At our house, we don't do that kind of stuff because we don't have time because we are working, And so I believe entrepreneurship is about the person who takes their right hand and puts it way above their head and says, I'm going to work hard to be the one that's different. I'm going to work hard when other people are resting. I'm going to work hard when other people are playing, and that's me. And so that's what I think it's about. We work hard here, but we also play hard, but we're willing to work. You were willing to say it. I'm going to do it. So you're right, David. I can remove 3 of the parts, but I can't remove that 4.
Amen, Jim. That's what it takes. And I wish that were a message that we could send across the country into every household that people, if you want to get ahead, if you want to, seek to strive and not to fail. If you want to be somewhere and be somebody, it's going to take some effort. And, you can be smart and find ways to accelerate and leverage your time. But at the end of the day, it's going to take some effort. I'll encourage our listeners to take a look at your website, schoolforstartups.com. Lots of good stuff there for people to get a little bit more information on what we're talking about. Let me grab a quick break, Jim, and we'll come right back.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen.
Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
And we are back. Jim Beach is my guest. SchoolForStartups.com, and you're hearing a passionate conversation about what it takes to be an entrepreneur and to garner some success in our American society. And it sounds to me like, Jim, and this is, of course, for many people, this is the part that is the hardest, but it's the most important, and that's effort. Because some of the other things that are required, they can be leveraged like with what you've done and what you talk about on your website, the schoolforstartups.com.
Yes, I 100% agree with that. It's the people who decide that I'm going to put in the time and the effort. It is, you know, there are steps, though, to each part of the process. I can teach you steps to become creative. I can teach you steps to eliminate creativity altogether in your business search. I can show you steps to reduce your risk. We have 42 tricks to reduce the cost and to bootstrap your business. And so it is just about making the effort. That's 100% what it is. Our society has accumulated enough knowledge that there are some tricks out there. Reducing risk is a great one of those tricks. And so it's just about how much effort someone's willing to make, David. And that's what sucks, because if they're not willing to work, it's their fault.
Well, I wish some folks in Washington understood that better.
You didn't ask me to come in here and talk about politics.
No,
I'm not
I didn't.
Get myself in trouble.
No, sir, and I don't want to get myself in trouble either. But golly, it just resounds in my head that, you know, that's what it takes. So in your mind, you know, when people look at how they want to have a business or you know, be an entrepreneur, and really a big part of that, because a lot of, as you know, Jim, a lot of new businesses fail, and they fail because they aren't able to achieve either a critical mass or they spend too much money. What in your mind would you say are some of the things that, you know, really hurt people trying to start out when they want to start a business?
Well, number one is not finding a problem to solve. You know, again, let's go back to that. They need mm-hmm. to find a problem. And number two then is how much money, as you said, they spend. And I could tell you so many stories about this. Let me tell you a story about Joey Tatum. Joey wanted a bar like so many men do. He couldn't afford to create a nice, beautiful place, so he rented an abandoned barbershop with linoleum floors that still had the ring on the floor and a exposed metal ceiling, and he opened a dump of a bar there. He spent less than $5,000 doing it. It's 21 years later. It's still open. $3 million was spent across the street on one of those huge brass brewing, beautiful beer places. How many beers do you have to sell, David, to recoup your $5,000 investment? Yeah. Versus, you know, it can be done. You know, I know Tierra Reed, she wanted to open a high-end clothing store. She couldn't afford to do that, so she opened a $5,000 consignment store. Everything that she put in there, she bought her display cabinets and stuff off of Craigslist, and boom, now she's got three stores, and she's been on Oprah. You know, you can do it for under $5,000. You can do it with no creativity. Is there creativity in opening a consignment store? I would argue not.
Well, there's not. I mean, that's going to be pretty straightforward. But there's a spark. The spark starts with the person's desire to want to be more, to do more, and willing to get up off the couch.
Yes. And, you know, maybe by listening today, they'll be less afraid. You know, if we can eliminate the myths. And so here are the stories, David, and I know you've heard this. I can't do it right now because my two boys are about to go off to school. I can't take that risk right now. Well, we've eliminated that risk. We've eliminated that excuse for you. Or how about this one? I haven't had my creativity lightning bolt yet. When it hits, when God gives me my idea, boy, I'm going to get off the sofa and run to it. Well, I've eliminated that excuse now. Or what about this one? When I discover what I'm passionate about and I can figure out how to make money selling my recycled Coca-Cola can art, then I'm going to start a business. Well, I've eliminated that excuse too. The only excuse you have now is your own inertia.
Well, that's very well put, Jim, because that is, it gets in a lot of people's way, and it, there, you know, there's something about it that, you know, again, the object that's in motion will stay in motion. The object that's, you know, sitting still, it's got to get that, that first shove. And I hope you're right. I hope that in listening to us today, Jim, that people are, who are, you know, in that rut or just wanting to do something or think they want, and they got to get past, because you know what, if you want to do something, we live in a pretty darn free society. And if you want to do something, that's really the biggest ingredient, is wanting to, really wanting to do it. So I'll disagree with you a little bit. They don't have to be passionate about what it is they're selling, but they sure need to be passionate about that passion of wanting to be more and doing more, because that's what it takes for them to get going.
Well, I, let me say this, David. I agree with that. I am passionless about my businesses. I am very passionate about my lifestyle. I'm passionate about the fact that I control my own destiny. I'm passionate about the fact that I do not report to the man. I'm passionate about the fact that I can go to ballet at 2 and soccer at 3 and stay up and work until 3 in the morning.
You're your own man.
I am. I do whatever I want. I'm passionate that I'm in control. And a lot of Americans still like that idea.
I think a lot of people like that idea, and I think people are really enamored with that, and but then they get hung up on how to get from where they sit to that empowered place of being in control of their own destiny. And that's, I guess that's a lot about what you're talking about, Jim, and what you spend a lot of your time doing. And back over on the website, schoolforstartups.com, they can find some information about this kind of thinking there.
Well, you know, my wife, again, she has still got her day check. She still gets paid. She still gets her benefits. So she's taking a very low-risk approach to entrepreneurship. Mm. If her business fails, she'll still have health care, she'll still have her car, but she will have lost some time and $185. But, you know,
that's not a bad risk.
So no, that's the transition.
I like it. That's not a bad bet at all. Let's grab one more quick break. We'll come right back with Jim Beach.
Many people invest without ever knowing what they pay in investment fees. When was the last time you dropped your car off for service and told them to fix whatever they want without getting an estimate first? I'll bet never. Why treat your portfolio any different? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And welcome back. We have Jim Beach on the line. He's an author. He's big on the subject of entrepreneurship, and he's written the book School for Startups, and let me put the, give you the subtitle, The Breakthrough Course for Guaranteeing Small Business Success in 90 Days or Less. And I like the approach, Jim, and I think it's exciting that people can, you know, they can access resources like this that you're offering, where they can go to your website, they can get the book, they can get some new perspective. And you know, I had a guest on the other day who, you know, made a really strong point. If you're going to do something, and I know that you'll echo this, if you're going to do something and you want to, you know, that's going to be your business, you know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel per se. You know, you can leverage what other people, find a good teacher, find a mentor, find somebody that's done this or done something that you can translate over to what you're trying to accomplish.
100% agree, David. Absolutely. That's right.
I think it's a wake-up call, and I hope that people have taken note of our conversation, Jim. I've got just a minute or so left. Any final thoughts for our listeners that are out there, you know, who are you know, kind of in that place that maybe this speaks to them? Any final thoughts?
The book is available. It's, I think, $9 in Kindle. At the back on the last page, there's a code that gives you access to 80 hours of videos for free.
Cool.
Of my co-author and I talking on every topic that we could. The videos are funny and engaging, full of stories, and will teach you everything you need to know to be a low-risk entrepreneur. And David, thank you so much for having me.
I'm very glad to have you, Jim. Jim Beach, ladies and gentlemen, our guest, author, entrepreneur. He is big on this stuff. Go to the website, take a look, schoolforstartups.com. And Jim, we appreciate you being on, and be sure to come back and talk with us again.
I would love to. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to tune in next time.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.